Special Benefits for World War II Veterans, SSA Publication Number 05-10158, June 2012. The contents of this audio publication are Contacting Social Security, Introduction, Changes That Must Be Reported, How to Report Changes, Countries to Which We Cannot Send Payments, If Your Check Is Lost or Stolen, Electronic Payments, Contacting Social Security. Visit our website. Our website, www.socialsecurity.gov, is a valuable resource for information about all of Social Security's programs. At our website, you also can get copies of our publications as well as forms to request important documents such as a replacement Social Security card or a letter to confirm your benefit amount. For more information, if you are outside the United States, see pages 4 through 5 for the list of offices where you can get more information. If you are in the United States, you also can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Generally, you'll have a shorter wait time if you call during the week after Tuesday. We also provide automated phone service 24 hours a day. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number at 1-800-325-0778. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls. Introduction. In most cases, you are listening to this audio publication because you have just started getting special veterans benefits from Social Security, Public Law 106 through 169. Enacted on December 14, 1999, provides special benefits to certain World War II veterans. This audio publication explains what changes you must report so that we can make sure you receive all the payments you are entitled to receive. The information on pages 5 through 11 tell you what changes you need to report and how to report those changes. Please listen to this audio publication carefully and keep it in a safe place for future use. The information in this audio publication is not intended to cover all the provisions of the law relating to special veterans benefits. How to contact us if you have questions. If you are outside the United States and have questions about Social Security, you may contact one of the offices shown. If you live in the Philippines, you may contact the Social Security Administration, SSA office at 632-301-2000, extension 9, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. You also may write to or visit this office, which is located at 1201 Roxas Boulevard, Ermita 0930, Manila. The email address is fbu.manila@ssa.gov. If you live in American Samoa, Canada, Guam, Puerto Rico, Samoa, or the Virgin Islands, contact the nearest U.S. Social Security office. If you live in Mexico, contact the nearest U.S. Social Security office or the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. If you live in any other country, contact the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. Visit www.socialsecurity.gov/foreign for a complete list of these offices. If you are in the United States, you also may contact any U.S. Social Security office. Changes that must be reported. An explanation of each change that you must report to us is shown on pages 5 through 11. It is your responsibility to report all changes promptly. If you fail to report a change, you may not receive a payment that you may be entitled to, or you may receive too much money and have to pay it back. Change of address. It is important that you tell us if your address changes so that your special veterans benefits will not be lost or delayed. Also, we need your current address so we can send you important information about your special veterans benefits payments or contact you if we have a question about your benefits. You must report any changes in your home address, even if your payments are being sent to a bank. When you report a change of address to the Social Security Administration or the nearest U.S. Embassy or consulate, please type or print all of the following information very carefully and clearly. Your name, your Social Security number, the type of benefits you receive, your new address, including your country, and the zip or postal code, and your telephone number. Visit to or return to the United States to live. You must tell us if you go to the United States for a visit or to live. For special veterans benefits purposes, you are in the United States if you are in one of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, or the Northern Mariana Islands. Visit to the United States. If you visit the United States and stay for more than a full calendar month, you will not be considered to be residing outside the United States for any month after the full calendar month you are in the United States. You will not be entitled to any special veterans benefit payments until you leave the United States and reestablish your residence outside the United States. A full calendar month means every minute of every day of the month. For example, you arrive in the United States on May 25th and stay throughout the entire month of June. On July 2nd, you leave to return to your home outside the United States. We consider you to have been in the United States for the full calendar month of June. Therefore, you will not be entitled to a special veterans benefit payment for July. There are some special circumstances under which we may consider you to be residing outside the United States. Even though you have been in the United States for more than one full calendar month. For example, you came to the United States and made an attempt to return to your home abroad, but had to remain for more than one full calendar month because of circumstances beyond your control, such as sickness, a death in the family, or a transportation strike, or you must remain in the United States for more than one full calendar month in order to attend a proceeding for the appeal of a Social Security Administration decision on a claim. You may be paid your special veterans benefits for any month in which these special circumstances occur. If you believe this applies to you, contact your local Social Security office for further information. Return to the United States to live. If you visit the United States and then later decide to live there and not return to your home abroad, you will no longer be considered to be residing outside the United States. You will not be entitled to a special veterans benefit payment beginning with the earlier of the following: the month after the month in which you decide to live in the United States, or the month after the first full calendar month you were in the United States. If you return to the United States to live, you will not be entitled to a special veterans benefit payment for any month after the month in which you leave your home outside the United States. You must report to your local Social Security office whether you return to the United States to live or for a visit. You also must tell us if you previously reported a visit and then decided to live in the United States. Your local Social Security office also can help you if you want to apply for Supplemental Security Income, SSI, payments. Death. It is important that your family or friends notify us immediately if you die so that incorrect payments will not be issued. If your payments were being deposited directly into an account in a bank, the bank also should be notified of your death so that it can return any payments received after your death. Special veterans benefits are payable for the month of your death. For example, if you die any time in the month of June, the payment dated June 1st is payable. However, any payments received after your death or any uncashed benefit checks must be returned to the sender because they are not payable to your family or estate. Inability to manage funds. Some people who receive special veterans benefits cannot manage their own funds. If this happens to you, someone should let us know immediately. We can arrange to send your benefits to a representative payee. A representative payee is a relative, friend, or other interested individual or institution who agrees to manage and use your benefits for your well-being. That person will be required to use the payments for your current needs, save any payments not currently needed, account for the use of the benefits when asked by the Social Security Administration, and let us know when he or she can no longer continue to act as your representative payee or if you no longer need a representative payee. Benefit income changes. Your special veterans benefits may be reduced if you receive other income. Other income may include Social Security retirement, survivors or disability benefits, workers' compensation benefits, veterans' compensation payments, annuities and pensions, Philippine Veterans Affairs Office, PVAO, pensions, and foreign pensions. It also may include any income you designate another individual to receive for you. You must report any reoccurring periodic payments you receive, regardless of what country issues the payments. You also must report if the amounts of these payments change. Removal, deportation from the United States. You must tell us if you are removed, deported from the United States. If you are removed, deported from the United States for certain reasons, you cannot receive special veterans benefits. Outstanding arrest warrant from the United States. You must tell us if there is an outstanding warrant for your arrest for a felony crime in the United States or in U.S. jurisdictions that do not define crimes as felonies, a crime that is punishable by death or imprisonment for a term exceeding 1 year. You cannot receive special veterans benefits for any month in which you have an outstanding warrant for your arrest from the United States for certain types of crimes. Probation or parole violation. You must tell us if you are in violation of a condition of probation or parole imposed under federal or state law of the United States. You cannot receive special veterans benefits for any month in which you violate a condition of probation or parole. How to report changes. You can contact us in person by mail or by telephone in order to report the important changes that may affect your payments. Please contact one of the offices shown on pages 4 through 5. If you are outside the United States, you also may contact any U.S. Social Security office. When you contact us, be sure to include all the following information: your name and Social Security number, the type of benefits you receive, the change that you are reporting, the date the change happened, and your signature, address, and phone number if you mail your report. Reviewing your eligibility for benefits. We will review your case from time to time to verify if there have been changes in your income, place of residence, or other circumstances that could affect your eligibility for special veterans benefits. Your reviews take place every 2 years for beneficiaries under age 90 and every year for beneficiaries 90 or older. We may send you a letter asking you to come to the Foreign Service Post or the Social Security office for a review, or we may conduct your benefit review by mail. For both types of reviews, you will need to complete and sign Form SSA-2010-F6. You also may need to have certain documents. Examples of the types of documents you may need for the review are savings account, checking account, or other bank statements, pay stubs or income tax returns, proof of other income you receive, pensions, annuities, unemployment compensation, workers' compensation, etc., life insurance policies, burial contracts, and household receipts, lease, utilities, etc. We will let you know what documents you need. It is important that you cooperate in this review. If you do not respond to our request, your benefits could stop. You also may need to repay any benefits you receive in error, or you may not receive benefits you are due. Countries to which we cannot send payments. U.S. Treasury Department regulations do not allow us to send payments to you or to a bank or an individual for you. If you are in Cuba or North Korea, you can be paid any benefits that were withheld because you were in one of these countries if you are a citizen or national of the United States and you are qualified for those payments and you leave that country and go to one to which we can send payments. However, if you are not a citizen or national of the United States, you cannot be paid those benefits that were withheld because you were in Cuba or North Korea, even when you leave that country. Generally, because of Social Security restrictions, we cannot send payments to you or to a bank or an individual for you. If you are in Cambodia, Vietnam, or areas that were in the former Soviet Union, other than Armenia, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Russia. However, exceptions can be made for certain eligible beneficiaries in countries with Social Security restrictions in place. To qualify for an exception, you must agree to the conditions of payment. One of the conditions is that you must appear in person at the U.S. Embassy each month to receive your benefits. Contact your nearest Social Security office or U.S. Embassy or consulate for additional information about these conditions and whether you might qualify for an exception. If you do not qualify for payment under this special procedure, you can receive all the payments for which you are eligible but which were withheld because Social Security restrictions. Once you leave that country and go to another country where we can send payments. If your check is lost or stolen, it usually takes longer to deliver checks outside the United States because of the longer distances and extra handling time. Delivery time varies from country to country, and your check may not arrive the same day each month. So we ask you to be patient. If you do not receive your check after a reasonable waiting period, or if the check is lost or stolen, contact one of the offices shown on pages 4 through 5. If you are outside the United States, you also may contact any U.S. Social Security office. We will replace your check as soon as possible, but please be aware that it will take some time. Electronic payments. You may wish to have your special veterans benefits deposited directly into an account at a bank or other financial institution in the country where you live or in the United States. Direct deposit has several advantages. You never have to worry about your check being delayed in the mail, lost, or stolen. With direct deposit, you receive your payment much faster than if you are paid by check, usually 1 to 3 weeks faster than check deliveries. When direct deposit payments are sent to a financial institution, you also may avoid check cashing and currency conversion fees. Also, some foreign banks have branches in the United States that offer direct deposit options. Even if you use the direct deposit service, you must keep us informed of any change in your current residence address. Some countries where direct deposit payments are available include Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, Australia, Austria, Bahama Islands, Barbados, Belgium, British Virgin Islands, Canada, Cayman Islands, Cyprus, Denmark, Dominican Republic, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Grenada, Haiti, Hong Kong, Hungary, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Jamaica, Japan, Malta, Mexico, Netherlands, Netherlands Antilles, New Zealand, Norway, Panama, Poland, Portugal, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, South Africa, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, Trinidad and Tobago, United Kingdom. Note, this list of countries is subject to change from time to time. For the latest information, please visit www.socialsecurity.gov/international/countrylist6.htm on the internet or contact your nearest U.S. Social Security office, U.S. Embassy, or consulate. The Direct Express card is a debit card you can use to access your benefits, and you don't need a bank account. With the Direct Express card program, we deposit your federal benefit payment directly onto your card account. Your monthly benefits will be available on your payment day, on time, every time. For more information, please visit www.godirect.gov, www.usdirectexpress.com, or call the international number, collect, at 1-765-778-6290 for Direct Express services. Inside the United States, you may call 1-800-333-1795. To determine if direct deposit or other form of electronic payment is available in the country where you live, or to sign up for direct deposit, contact your nearest U.S. Embassy or consulate or U.S. Social Security office. If you live in the Philippines, please call the SSA office at 632-301-2000, extension 9, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Friday, or write or visit this office, which is located at 1201 Roxas Boulevard, Ermita, 0930, Manila. You also can email this office at fbu.manila@ssa.gov.